Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Argus Deceit by Chuck Grossart, performed by Jesse Lee. To the Believers. Prologue. Watseka, Illinois. Saturday, July 23, 1994. 2:05 a.m. The bright light was the first sign. Connie opened her eyes and watched the light slowly creep across her wall, crossing her room from left to right. Cars did that sometimes, their headlights shining through her window as they passed the house. Funny thing was, she couldn't hear a car. The light stopped for a moment, then slid toward the corner of her room, fading away as it moved. It was dark again. She sat up in bed, rubbing her eyes and wondering what had woken her. She didn't remember hearing any noises that could have jolted her from her sleep. It must have been the glow from the headlights that woke her up. It was gone now. The night was perfectly still. It had been a hot and sticky day, and the temperature hadn't dropped much. She'd kicked her sheet off while sleeping, and it lay crumpled in a pile. Her nightie was all wet, not the accident kind of wet, as she was a big girl now and didn't pee the bed anymore. But she was covered in sweat. A breeze came through her window, and even though the weather was hot, she still got goose pimples on her arms. She reached down and grabbed her sheet, pulling it up toward her chin as she settled back down in bed. She closed her eyes and reached for Mr. Bear, but he was gone. He must have fallen off the bed. She turned on her bedside lamp and squinted against the bright light. Sure enough, he was on the floor. She wished she didn't have to reach down to get him, with the shadows under her bed providing a perfect hiding place for all sorts of monsters and creepy crawlies. Her dad said monsters weren't real, and there was nothing to be afraid of under the bed. But still, he was big and could fight them off, so of course he wasn't afraid. She snatched Mr. Bear from the floor, quickly, and reached to turn off her lamp. Her alarm clock said it was past 2 a.m. She'd never been up this late before. She turned off the light, hugged her stuffed bear tightly, and snuggled back under the covers. She wasn't sure how much time passed before she opened her eyes again, but it couldn't have been long, as her eyes still hadn't adjusted to the dark. Her room was pitch black. Their trailer was at the edge of the park, and outside her window lay farm fields, acres and acres of soybeans. That's what her dad said they were, anyway. If they were anything like green beans, she wondered why anyone would want to grow so many of them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?